Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jonah Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this Thursday morning. We're getting closer to the Eagles and the Bucks. Intriguing matchup on Sunday, and certainly with the Phils. That was a great one last night. There are enjoyable games, and then there are thoroughly enjoyable games. If you missed it, you really missed a beaut. Because the Phils put it on. And in doing so, of course, they got the bye last night. They also set a franchise record. Kyle Schwarber set a Major League Baseball record. Edmundo Sosa set a personal record. Edmundo Sosa set a Phillies record. So we'll celebrate it all today. And really also start looking toward the playoffs, which obviously we now know officially for the Phillies will begin Saturday, October 4th. We'll talk to Jason Kelce
in
today.
In Philadelphia, no
in
less.
In Philadelphia, that's right. Kelce on the show today at 8. We got a lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
McDonald's chicken nuggets come in four shapes.
That's odd. Didn't know that.
I think of two, like the round and like the boot type shape.
They're
those are the
very
only two
distinctive
I
when you think about it. There's the boot. There's the ball, the bell, and the bow tie.
I've seen one. I don't know this.
There's definitely at least two. Like when you look at the nuggets, I know because my daughter likes the round one, so I will always give her my round nuggets. So
there's
I know about
four
this, trust
distinct
me.
Distinct shapes.
I don't.
Boot, bow
and by
tie,
the way,
ball, and bell.
Let me rip McDonald's because I go to Mickey D's yesterday.
What are you doing?
Get myself two Big Macs and fries and a Coke.
Did you say two Big Macs?
I think so. I was hungry.
What are you doing?
I actually did not finish them.
Good.
Which is
really
rare.
Good.
Which is rare for me.
Two Big Macs at
why
once?
Why are you doing this
because
body.
Sometimes a human needs that. You got to serve that need.
No,
it's
you don't.
True.
Serve that need. Yes, sir. I need sometimes.
You're trying to be better.
No, I mean, I have been
right?
better. How many times have you heard me talk about McDonald's lately?
I have been better. Come on. That doesn't mean you get to go do this.
I heard Usher say one time he does push-ups and sit-ups every day. Usher, let me tell you something, John. Usher does sit-ups and push-ups every single day except for when it's his birthday.
I think you got to treat yourself.
So he treats himself. On his birthday, he doesn't do sit-ups and push-ups. Yesterday wasn't my birthday, but, you know, it was my form of treating myself. A little Mickey D's. 5, 10, 15, 37 times a year. No, anyway, the point is they didn't have hot mustard sauce. Bad job by them.
They
by the way,
they did not have your sauce. So you couldn't even try to buy it.
No, I was a little disappointed.
Cheat them out of their
correct,
own sauce.
Correct. By the way, speaking of birthdays, fun fact, James Seltzer's birthday. Woo. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, when you call in today,
birthday,
wish our
Jimmy.
Boy a happy birthday.
Thanks, buddy. That's true.
Happy birthday, James.
I pulled this one out of the archives for it. Ready?
I'm a man. I'm 44.
There you go.
44. How about it?
For the hammering Hank, James Seltzer, that's number 44.
Right. Or how about Jesus Luzardo number 44?
How about him? All right, good job by you, James. Happy birthday. Good job
by
your
man.
Parents.
Really appreciate it.
We
Happy
love
birthday,
you.
James.
All right, so
real quick, I want to give you credit for doing the not
more.
Wishing
give me more. Give
not
me more.
Wishing me a happy birthday, not even letting me know that you knew it was my birthday till we get on the air.
I gotcha.
Good work by you.
You know I like spontaneity on the air.
No, I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
Well done.
All right, so everyone wish Seltzer a happy birthday today. Let me give you another fun fact. Last night, the Phillies 8 home runs, team record. Another fun fact, they get a bye. And as we know, the playoffs will start October 4th. Let's listen to how it sounded. We've got a compilation of the homers. Listen, then we'll react. Both small picture, Phillies last night, but big picture, what's up ahead? If you missed it, man, you missed a lot. 8 home runs in a game. Got to hear him.
The 3-2 pitch swung on, hit in the air, center field. It's deep. Going back, Marcy to the track, at the wall. He jumps. It's gone into the hedges. And it's an all-time Major League record for Kyle Schwarber. His 55th home run of the season. It's his 23rd off a left-hander, a record that has stood since 1949. Swung on, lifted in the air, left center field, long run, Marcy back towards the angled wall, at the wall, and that ball is gone. It just clears just to the left of that State Farm sign, and Edmundo Sosa returning to the lineup with a go-ahead solo home run, and the Phillies lead 2-1. Swung on, hit well. Deep right center field, that's on its way. And that ball is gone over the stands as Bryson Stott crushes one to right center. 3-1 Phillies. Here's a swing and a high drive left field, that's on its way. And that's a three-run home run for Edmundo Sosa. And the Phillies breaking it open now in the bottom of the fifth. They lead it 6-1. And it's swung on, rocketed to right, high and deep, and on its way into the second deck. No doubter from Schwarber, his second of the night. Kyle Schwarber with home run number 56 on the season. 7-1 Phillies. Swung on, lifted to deep left, on his way back to the wall. Sanoa, that one is gone. Back to back for Schwarber and Bohm. That's number 11 on the season for Alec. And it's the sixth homer hit tonight by the Phillies. Here's Otto Kemp, and he crushes one. Left center, it's on its way, and it's gone. It's a two-run home run for Otto Kemp, and the Phillies have matched the franchise record with their seventh homer of the night. Swing and a drive down the left field line towards the corner, and that one is gone off the hands of a fan at the top of the railing. Oh, they're going to say fan interference. The signal is in. Carapazza says it's a home run. And Edmundo Sosa will trot the bases. It's a three home run game for Edmundo. And the Phillies have set an all-time franchise record with 8 home runs tonight.
Just an awesome job of the Phillies. Listen, a thoroughly enjoyable game. And to the point James brought up earlier, Lizardo pitched really well, which, I mean, let's be real, homers are awesome, but nothing's going to matter more in the postseason. And it certainly does look an awful lot like Sanchez, Ranger, and Lizardo are all locked in as you approach the postseason. So that's great news. And John, to get 8 home runs in a game, I mean, that was awesome last night.
That was really fantastic. It was awesome for Sosa, awesome for Schwarber, awesome to see Stott. It was awesome to see that Stott needs to get in this postseason for us.
It's a no-doubter, too, from Stott.
Yeah, it is.
And Stott is a big one.
Stott is one of the most important players to the postseason.
Without a doubt.
Because he's a player that could be really good or really bad.
Absolutely. Yep. So the Stott needle.
Totally.
You know, that Stott needle, for me, that means a lot.
Yep.
And so the Stott needle is hot. That matters. I thought that Lizardo, you know, the 7 innings and no earned runs, it, you know, fabulous, continues. I still don't know who our righty is going to be. That really does work on me.
Well, yeah, the good thing is you don't have to, you're only gonna have to do a game 4 starter probably twice.
Okay.
Maybe 3 times, depending on how long the NLCS and World Series go, if you get there, obviously.
It works me. It works on me to no end when I see Casty go up there and swing dumb. You know, even like, look, I am certainly not an expert. He says he's not an expert. You know, he hits baseballs for a living. Right. I'm not an expert at doing that. But I know when you swing at the first pitch, man, sometimes you look like you are swinging because you're exasperated. You're swinging because you're frustrated, not because it's the right pitch.
Yeah, look, he's going to be a part-time player and, frankly, less than 50% time player come October. So we'll take your reaction on last night. If you were there, obviously, we'd love to hear from you. But if you weren't, you know, you as well, because that was something. That was fun. There was all sorts of records set, including team record for 8 home runs in a game, 215-592-9494. I do want to broaden this conversation out on a day when we're obviously in a good Phillies mood with what they did last night and what they've now accomplished this season, which is the second most wins in baseball and officially, as of last night, a bye. By the way, the Brewers won. Phillies are not going to get the 1 seed. Brewers' magic number to clinch it is 1. So for the Phillies to get the home field advantage throughout, the Phillies would have to win four straight. Brewers would have to lose four straight. Not going to happen. All right? Not going to happen. So, two seed, and it's something to be very
pretty
happy
low
about.
Stress.
Yeah, it is.
Also.
But here's what I want to drive at with everyone today at 215-592-9494. In light of everything, and I define everything as the following. You stink for 10 years. You're very good for 4 years. Very good and or great for 4 years. You have some fun playoff runs, but you hit brick walls twice. You have a horrible playoff run where you hit a brick wall right away against the Mets last year. You got a lot of complaints this year from a lot of fans, twists and turns of this regular season. And a lot of people before the season and during the season said to us on the air, and I never said it, but a lot of people called in and said it, and said, it's only about the playoffs. For me, it's only about the playoffs. This whole Phillies thing, it's only about the playoffs. Do you really believe that? Does that really vibe with how you are as a fan? And I'm not going to criticize you, I promise. Like, to me, I'm really curious. Do you not enjoy these moments, these regular season? Because I do. I do. I think it's awesome what they did last night. My team might win the World Series. They might not. I will be very frustrated if they don't. And depending on the nature of how they lose, if they do, I'll criticize sharply, or I'll say, hey, they ran into a great couple pitchers. And these guys, I didn't criticize the Phillies when they lost to the Astros. I was disappointed. But I said, you know what? Tip my cap to the other team. Other team was better. Phillies gave it everything they could. I can stand by that and respect that.
How about the next 2 years?
The next two, not as much.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I agree.
You know, they passed the Dodgers as the betting favorite.
That's
to
great.
Win the World Series at plus 425.
That's really great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're going to be home for that series if the Dodgers
they
are.
Yeah, they are. So I'm curious, number one, is it actually, for you, as many said this year, only about the playoffs? Question two, for those, and my God, we heard a lot of them this year. We heard a lot of them that said these words. The Phillies can't win the World Series. This team can't win the World Series. This group can't win the World Series. Now, if you want to make the case, well, you know, it doesn't really count because this group wasn't this group. Because now that I got DeRon and I got Bader and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, if you want to weasel your way out of it, fine. But I don't buy it. I heard a lot of freaking people in April, freaking May, June, July, parts of August say, my team, this group, this squad, the Phillies, can't win the World Series. I always thought it was foolish. I always thought it was foolish. Do you still believe it if you were in that camp? And what do you, if you weren't in that camp, have to say to the many, 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 many people that said it to us this year? Let us know where you stand. 215-592-9494. Good morning to you. Shout out Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. All right, before we go to the phones, one other thing. So Rhea touched on it on the update, but it's worth us saying as well. A lot of injuries for the Eagles. And the basic question is, how concerned are you? John, how concerned are you? So here's the list. We got two different groupings. We got the injured reserve guys out for a bunch of games. And then we've got the didn't practice guys that may or may not play in this one up ahead against Tampa. So the out for, you know, a handful of games guys are Nolan Smith, which is obviously the most notable by far. He is going to be out till they're saying early November. Then there's Jacorian Bennett, who, of course, has been essentially in a battle for the starting outside corner spot. He's never been it, but a lot of people thought he would get it right around now. So he's now not an option. And then Darius Cooper, who's really not been a factor this season, he goes out. Now, the guys that did not practice yesterday, that obviously you got to keep your eye on for this Sunday, and it's a lot on defense. It's Shahad Campbell and Zach Bond, so it's your two inside linebackers, not to mention Adoree Jackson. So, John, the basic question to you and everyone at 215-592-9494, both short-term, the Bucs game, and then a little bit more than short-term, how much does this concern you?
Oh, man. The Adoree Jackson groin, man, that's awful.
Lovely starts with Adoree Jackson.
That's, I know.
Was not expecting that. Just like I wasn't expecting to find out yesterday that Nolan Smith was on IR. That came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Let me just say this. What is going on here? All right, so go ahead, John.
We have no one opposite Quinyon. It felt like we had very little. Now, man, Jacorian Bennett.
Yeah.
It's super thin.
It's light.
Now,
it
Adoree
is light.
Jackson is just sort of the final straw. Yeah. There's just nothing left.
And your best edge pass rusher is taken out at the same time. So that D-line slash cornerback relationship
thing. It all works together, and it means that our defense is not going to get the right amount of pressure
against Baker Mayfield.
Who scrambles a lot.
Yeah. Now, it helps that he's without receivers.
You know, right? Baker can take advantage of our weaknesses. Baker can single out the guys who can't cover, and he can – and he – Now that is Godwin definitely
Godwin, but he'll be limited. I think they got him on a pitch count.
Wow,
and looks Godwin's like Mike Evans great. Not going to be playing.
No, he's
Mike Evans
not.
Is
he's
probably not going to be out there. But Chris Godwin, he's,
and their new guy, the rookie,
Egbuka is a baller.
Yeah,
Egbuka is maybe the scariest of all of them. So Baker Mayfield knows what he's doing. We've got no one to cover it. It's terrifying to me that it's going to be over 100 degrees in Florida this time of year. Having been there and done that, there's just no way you can prepare. I know they're going down a day early. Come on. It's just this compared to just imagine being immediately immersed in 103 degrees, but you're wearing pads and it's burning sun and it's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no escape.
So the idea is the team that's used to it has the advantage, right? That's the basic theory.
No question. Yeah. Their advantage is massive this time of year, and the record proves it. And they're a team that's sort of teetering between who are they going to be. They kind of need to prove themselves. Yeah. This Tampa team right now is 3-0 like we are, but people doubt them because, you know, they're not us. They're not one of those top-tier teams in a lot of people's minds.
This is their chance
to seize the reins,
John,
so to speak.
You're not kidding. This is, I don't follow Tampa week by week. Who the heck does?
They won every game on the last possession.
You'd have to be a loser the last couple of years to follow them every week. But I'll say this.
Okay.
This is probably,
why do you live in Tampa,
this
bro?
Is probably like, one of their most important regular season games, you know, certainly since they lost Tom Brady. I mean, they have a shot to get to 4-0 and beat the Philadelphia Eagles and lay claim for, we have inside position for home field advantage and supremacy in the NFC and all that good stuff. So it's a good matchup. And the Eagles are flat out going to be encumbered with lesser players out there.
They've got massive injuries along their offensive line. They got nobody playing the right positions.
Yeah, no, there's a lot on both sides. All right, so let's go to the phones. Where do you stand on the Eagles' injuries and your level of concern? And obviously the Phils. I mean, we celebrate what they did last night. We look ahead to the playoffs. But I also ask these two questions. For you, is it really only about the playoffs? And do you think the Phillies can't win the World Series, as so many fools said to us this year? Let's go to Jeff kicking us off. Jeff, you're not one of those fools, are you?
No, I'm not one of those fools. I'm a different kind of fool altogether. I do
are you a
that
fool
Phillies...
for love? Is that what it is,
I'm
Jeff?
I'm a fool for love. I'm a fool for, you know, bad bets. Fool for a lot of stuff.
Me too.
Anyway, I think that the Phillies, this is going to be their year. I'm optimistic. And, you know, think about when this run started. This run started when we were in COVID. We couldn't go to games. These guys have built something up and carried us up to the point that we could do something really special. When you get to the Final Four in baseball these days, because of the expanded playoff, it's really as random as the day gets long.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be foolish not to enjoy the four summers we've had that have been spectacular. So that's where I'm
foolish.
On.
I agree with you, Jeff. I mean, listen, what you're saying works for me, especially as someone – you know, my mid to late 40s, who's seen a lot more bad years and good years with the Phillies. And, you know, I appreciate this. But I also know, you know, if they lose in a week and a half, temperature's going to get turned up real hot around here, and people are going to be in a really bad mood, and they're going to start doubting them for next year. And I think one of my points, Jeff, is if they lose in the playoffs this year, to me, it doesn't – like, if they win they win the World Series or they lose in the playoffs this year, to me, it really doesn't change, in my opinion, the actual chances they have for next year one way or the other. I think people swing so dramatic. Like, my team won the World Series, they proved they can do it. My team didn't win the World Series, they proved they can't do it. No, actually.
They've gone backwards every year, yeah, Joe. That's the problem.
I understand they have. But they're a better – but hold on, Jeff. They're a better team now than in 2022. They are.
I agree with that. I certainly agree with that. So, especially with the bench production you're getting, which we have not seen during this run, which hopefully will be the thing that puts us over the top. That's what we've got to root for most. And they're just getting – they don't sit and cry. I mean, they lose Wheeler. Next guy up. Yeah, I mean, that's a heck of a loss.
But that could
want to just go win.
Let me tell you, Jeff. That could still get
them. I think we're finally ready. This group, they've been saving up. They've been trying different things, different mindsets, different approaches, and now's the time.
See, people make those declarations. I don't know about that. I mean, we'll see.
They've been working on a way to find to peak properly, and here we are.
I know. I get that. All right, 215-592. 94-94. Coming up, a 76ers question for you. Also, not one, but two different prizes you can win today on our program. Phone calls on all these topics. You're concerned on the Eagles' injuries and the Phillies, the outlook for October and beyond. Joe DeCameron, Jenrich. And beyond, I mean that, beyond. Like, the whole Phillies picture, the big picture. Joe DeCameron, Jenrich. It's 94 WIP. Well, just an awesome game last night. Lost in the shuffle is Lizardo's excellence. But all sorts of records set. By the way, he set one. He set his record for the most strikeouts in a season. His. Sosa, most home runs for him in a game. Sosa, most home runs by a Philly shortstop in a game. Schwarber, most home runs against a left-handed pitcher in baseball history?
That's amazing.
By a lefty.
Yeah.
By a lefty. By a lefty. Yeah, lefty on lefty. So, a lot of tremendous stuff. Oh, and team record for most home runs in a game. So all great stuff last night by the Phillies. Four games to go. Brewers are going to be the one seed. Brewers' magic number is one. For the Phillies to get the one seed, they would have to win four in a row. Brewers would have to lose four in a row. That, you know, not going to happen. But the Phillies clinched the two seed last night, and that's awesome. Hey, Turkey Bowl, also awesome. It's presented by Cheney University, empowering minds, cultivating leaders, and shaping futures. It is back, as we'll make another run this fall on Thanksgiving Day, or perhaps right before Thanksgiving Day, with a broadcast of a high school football game here on WIP. We're looking for games that are either going to be on November 21st, 22nd. It's a bad day in American history, John. What's November 22nd?
JFK.
JFK. Come on, man.
JFK.
JFK. All right, so November 21st, November 22nd, November 26th. I don't think that's when Oswald was shot. I think it was a few days before that, a day or two after Kennedy, or November 27th. So bottom line is we got 4 days for games. We want you to get to your athletic director and have them nominate the game. This has to come from the school. So get your athletic director or principal to go to 94WIP.com and nominate your rivalry game. And a game and a bunch of games will be selected as finalists, and then the voting will happen in October. But bottom line is, this is the period right now to nominate the game, and not many days left for that. This nominating portion will go through September 28th. So get the nominations in. Get to your athletic director or principal. Get them to nominate by September 28th in the next couple of days. We also thank Roto-Rooter,
three more days,
Plumbing and Water, Bradford White Water Heaters, and Verizon. Yeah, John, we're looking forward to it. We love Turkey Bowl. This is Turkey Bowl 7. So at some point we're going to start recycling games, but we're not there yet. Yeah, we're not there yet.
Recycling matchups.
Matchups. That's true. Matchups is a better way to put it. All right, let me give everyone a 76ers question. You can weigh in on everything we've talked about today: Eagles injuries and Phillies. You know, the whole thing. But I want to put a Sixers topic out there. We addressed this pretty late in yesterday's show. So ESPN came out with the ranking of the top 100 players in the NBA, and I was really curious to see where Joel would rank. You know, it's a tricky one because, you know, he's not as injured as Jason Tatum, who can't play, but he's like always injured now. So, like, where do you rank him? And, you know, how much do you trust him to still, you know, like obviously a healthy Joel's the top 10 guy. But it's getting to the point where he might not even be a top 100 guy soon if he just can't answer the bell for like another year. So ESPN put him in at number 47, which I actually think it sounds reasonable. But again, we know he could go down to 120, or we know he could
They're
go up
hedging.
To,
They're hedging.
Yeah, he could go up to six. So here's the Twitter poll question of the day, and I'm curious where everyone stands on this. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, Devin, curious where you and everyone comes in on this one. ESPN, here's the Twitter poll question. ESPN ranked Embiid 47th best player in the NBA. That is, and here's the three choices. That is too low, which, by the way, I'm going to translate for the knuckleheads out there. Too low means he should be ranked 1 through 46. It's like the NCAA tournament. The one seed, the 16 seed, one's a high seed, 16's a low seed. I know some people get this backwards sometimes. All right, 47 is too low, meaning he should be 46, 45, 44, 10. 47 is too high, meaning he should be 48, 49, 100. Or Devin sounds about right. What would you say?
This is going to be controversial. I think that is too low.
Too low
for Joel Embiid.
So he deserves more respect.
I think he does. I know he hasn't been healthy. Recency bias, obviously a thing. But like when he is healthy, he is absolutely better than the 46th best player in the NBA.
That is top 20.
Oh,
but he's not healthy. Yeah.
He was
never healthy.
But like, I'm sure there are guys who aren't healthy who are above him on that list.
You know
like
what I'd say, Rhea? It's more like we don't know if he's healthy. He's probably not healthy.
I'm assuming the list is based off of what happened last year, right?
It's based on everything.
Yeah.
It's based on everything. I mean, to Devin's point, 2 years ago, he was a top five player in the NBA.
Sure.
He was. Yeah. Like, he just flat out was.
Year.
And then last year, he couldn't answer the bell.
I mean, just a couple seasons ago, he was the best player in the NBA. He won an MVP. So to go from that to drop to like bottom half is, I guess...
So I would never say
only 2 years ago he was second in MVP. It's just crazy to think about how quickly it's fallen.
I understand. I'll just point of clarification from my end. I would never say he was the best player, even though he won MVP.
I wouldn't either.
Because if you can't answer the bell in the playoffs, then I can't call you number
one. Jokic was always better than him.
I agree, James.
That argument, Jokic was always better.
Yeah. I mean, it's just because in part you just knew he would play.
And played great in the playoffs and played every freaking game.
Yeah. Teammates involved,
exactly,
and make them better.
But I am curious. Do you think Embiid is being wronged here? Do you think ESPN's giving him too much of the benefit? Like, we don't know if he's even going to freaking play.
Putting videos out, Joe.
Right. So here's the thing: I feel pretty confident he's going to play. What I don't feel confident of is whether he's going to be elite anymore. And there are players, and I'll give you some examples: Penny Hardaway, Grant Hill, Derrick Rose. There are players that were top five, legitimate top five players in the NBA. And then once the injury set in, they were just another guy. I mean, Derrick Rose just retired. He just retired. The guy got injured in a playoff game versus the Sixers in 2011. He played like just another guy for more than 10 years.
I thought he was doing the coaching / playing
thing. D-Rose?
Yeah.
I think I saw recently that he recently retired. I'm almost positive he finally hung it up.
How about that?
But I mean, there are guys that just like Bill Walton was not only top five in the league; he was one of the best players of all time. And then he became just another guy. So, like Joel, should he be 1 through 46? Does 47 sound about right to you? I think 47 sounds about right to me.
Oh my gosh!
Knowing that we just don't know. But I know there's some people that say he shouldn't even be in the top 100 because if you can't answer, like, a bell, then how do you even rank him? All right, let me know where you stand on Joel. I really am curious. 215-592-9494. Plus the Phils and the Eagles. Joe in Mayfair right now. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, and here we go again with my call with the Phillies. And I've never said they can't win. I said I don't believe in this core can win. I don't believe in them.
Well, hold on. What's the difference? I don't believe this core can win. Hold on, Joe. Hold on. Hold on, Joe. I know. No, no, no. Hold on. I need to know what the difference is between this core can't win and the Phillies can't win. Go ahead.
I don't believe in this core is going to get over the hump. But do they have talent to win? Of course they have talent to win. I don't believe in those clutch situations that they're going to do it.
Okay, you don't believe that they will. That's fine. That's different.
And this is where you're a hypocrite, Joe.
Am I a hypocrite?
I love you to death. I'm going to explain to you why you're a hypocrite.
I'm on that one today, Devin.
No, you can say that, again, that the teams go to the playoffs, that the Eagles go to the playoffs, but Jalen Hurts, get out of your mouth, will never win a Super Bowl. He's not good
enough. I never said that. I never said that.
He won't be a quarterback on this team in 2 years.
No, hold on, Joe. Hold on a second. I did predict that I thought he would not be the quarterback in 2026. To be clear, I didn't say it like there's no doubt about it. I said
you never believed in him to be a quarterback, to be a franchise quarterback, which means you don't believe in him that he can win a Super Bowl.
You're putting words in my mouth, and that's not accurate or fair, Joe. Accurate or fair.
They win 50-plus games every single season, but you didn't believe in them?
At times I did believe in the Sixers. Very much.
But when Joel Embiid, we don't believe in him. Don't believe he ever will have the heart of a champion to win a championship.
I think that is at this point a likelihood that he will not win a champion unless he's a backup center like Bill Walton was at the end, or he tags onto his career, some team, and he's like the fourth best player. Look, we still don't know if Joel might win a championship as a part time player. He might win a championship, I mean, that happens sometimes.
You haven't seen enough out of this core group to say that you don't believe in them.
I believe this team absolutely can win the World Series, Joe.
So you believe in the bottom of this lineup. You believe in the batters that go fishing during the players that go fishing every postseason. Trey Turner
Joe, I believe.
I know you do. Seltzer, you are the biggest diehard Phillies fan, and God bless you. And I hope they win the
but
World Series.
But I didn't believe earlier in the year, Joe. Like, I didn't believe. They've won me over. Like, I've watched them play, and this group has won me over with the way they've battled adversity, the way they're in every game, the way they fight back, the way how good their pitching is, how good the bottom of the lineup's been playing. Like, I get it. I'm going to have those moments when Brandon Marsh steps to the plate in a big spot where I know that I will feel the past more than what we've done this year. But he's been awesome this year. Bryson Stott's been really good since the All-Star break. Harrison Bader's been awesome here. Like, these guys have been awesome for a few months here, Joe. Like, you have to acknowledge that it could be different. It's possible it could be different.
When the team is an underdog, I believe in them.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that, but okay.
When they're the underdog and they don't have pressure, I believe in them. It's just when they have that pressure on them. Again, when they took the lead against Houston, they seemed to tighten up. When they had a 3-2 lead against Arizona, they tighten up. When they face good to great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know
the Browns outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pitching.
I don't think they tighten up against Houston. I think they got beat by a better team. I do think they tighten up against Arizona and the Mets.
You get no hit at home? Stop, Joe. When you get no hit in the World Series, you that's a choking situation.
Sometimes the other team's just
it
really
is
good.
It's a choking situation. Okay. There's certain players that have the chutzpah to actually push through and break a wall down when you feel the spotlight on you. And for some reason, the manager does not make the greatest positions. The bullpen, no matter who it's been, has choked in big-time situations when you need to get
out. He messed up. Yeah.
And a lot of these hitters go fishing, and they try to play hero at the plate rather than making contact. Okay. It's the same core.
By the way, Joe, I'll just give you one clarification, in my opinion, on one word you use. I don't think Rob Thompson choked. I think he just screwed up. I mean, there's
choking under pressure to make a decision that helps hurt your team.
I disagree. Choking is letting the moment get to you in a way where it like suffocates you, and it suffocates your decision making. I don't think Rob Thompson pulled Zach Wheeler out of Game 6 versus Houston because he couldn't process in real time. Oh my God, I'm so nervous, I'm choking. No, I think we know what was going on. There was a lefty coming to bat.
He had Alvarado, who had pitched great. You know, it was the sixth inning. Wheeler had just given up a base hit that led to a first and third. And the manager said, in this moment, I believe Alvarado has a better chance to get Alvarez out than Wheeler. I didn't agree with him, but that's not choking. That's just making a decision that I thought was a bad decision. I mean, you know, come on. Joe takes things to some extremes sometimes. That's my view on it. 215-592-9494. Give you another view. Eight was beautiful last night. Eight home runs last night. Eight home runs for the Phillies, a team record. Quickly here, because it's hard to remember all off the top of the head. All right, let's try to figure it out. Sosa, three.
Yep.
Sosa, Kyle, three. Two. Schwarber, two.
That's five.
Kemp, one.
Six.
Stott.
Seven.
Stott.
Boom.
Boom.
Bang. Bang!
The picture that the Phillies put out was great.
Yeah, it was cool watching them take it at the end, yeah.
Picture of all eight, eight guys. I mean...
Well, they showed it on the broadcast. Guys. Like, on the broadcast, they showed them taking
great
the picture.
Video,
which
picture.
It was really cool. Was
the
it like a meta
pumped.
Thing, too?
That was great. What does meta thing mean? What does that mean?
It's a picture of a picture.
It's
like
within,
the idea of you're videoing people take a picture. It's like...
Why don't you speak like a human?
Dude, that
I
is...
think that's a pretty
normal
thing.
Bro,
that's
Richie,
a pretty normal
Richie.
Term.
That's a meta thing.
No, I think you... Honestly, I think this is... You're mistaken here.
What percentage of humans? Regular Philadelphia humans.
A large percentage.
A large percentage, yeah. I think
one,
so.
Above or below 1%.
Dude, you know Facebook is called meta?
Yeah, but
what are we talking
on
about
on a daily
here?
Basis, the word meta gets said by above or below 1%.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's
below.
Above, below.
Below.
Do people know what it means below. Is all that
matters. I hate to agree with you.
Yeah, I know. Rhea.
Well, Rhea always agrees with you. I think Rich will be on our side with me and Devin, so.
I don't always agree with you.
That's a meta thing, boys and girls. Okay. Yeah, right. 2-1. No, I know that's
you,
the
you
that's the lingo
away from it,
for
man.
The young folks today. That's
you
a meta
accept,
thing.
You got to accept some things, man.
Yeah, it's his birthday. I'm going to go easy on him, Jack.
I'm not the one who sounds like an idiot. I don't care. I'm the one who sounds smart.
You know,
the one who sounds like an idiot.
You know what's a better name?
Fine with me.
You know what's a better name for Facebook? Facebook. You know what's a better name for Twitter? Twitter.
Well, I agree with that.
All right.
I think we all agree.
There we go. Hey, let's give you a chance to win not one, but two cool prizes today. Well, at least I hope you think both are cool. So we got Bryan Adams tickets. Bryan Adams tickets. He's going to be in town in October, October 29th, with the
first be 16.
Yeah.
Bought it at the 5 and 9.
What a great song, man.
Man, he had so many good songs.
He had many.
And his voice is unbelievable. That was a terrible attempt by me to sound
I liked it.
No, but I was just wondering what he sang, what he was known for, and
sure.
I immediately knew. So you nailed it.
Yeah.
You
John, you
it.
Did have a little bit of Joe Cocker in you with that one.
It was way more Joe Cocker.
Too much Joe Cocker.
I was picking up what you were putting down, though.
You're right, though. Bad. It was Joe Cocker.
Yeah, you had some Cocker going on there. So, all right, here's the deal. Bryan Adams going to be in town.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Can you separate?
That was Joe Cocker right there.
Stand up and walk out on me.
Help me separate Joe Cocker and Louis Armstrong, because now you're moving. Now you're moving.
No.
Now you're going into Louis Armstrong.
I see.
Oh my God.
Leaves of green.
No, that's much
red
less good.
Roses too.
Yeah, get a little more raspy, a little more.
I see them bloom from me and you.
That's great.
And I think to myself,
I think it's okay.
I think it's really good.
What a wonderful
I like John.
That
I give
awesome.
You
awesome.
I appreciate
thumbs up.
The attempt.
All right, so
Cocker is better.
So Bryan Adams is going to be in town with the Roll with the Punches tour, October 29th, Xfinity Mobile Arena. We also have tickets. We also have my book to give away called "The Best of Philly Sports: Amazing Moments and Stories in Philly Sports History," which is for sale on Amazon.com. But you can win.
Don't worry.
One.
The word "meta" is nowhere in the book. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
right? You know,
I can guarantee you that. So here's the deal: 8 home runs last night. So today, in honor of the Phillies' 8 home runs, we ask, for who or what is a notable 8? Oh, there's a lot. I could tell you 8 is enough, the great TV show. And as good as that was, there are even better answers. John Ritchie, a notable 8, what are you thinking?
8 is enough to fill our hearts with love. I can't avoid this. I can't avoid
I love Joni, by the
way. My head.
Better name, Joan. I think her name is Joan. Love
the
Joan.
Mom?
Joan, I think, was
sister.
The second daughter.
No
I think she
idea.
Was the second daughter. And Mary was the oldest daughter. But anyway, go ahead.
Creepy.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah,
a little bit creepy.
I was like 11.
A lot of bit creepy.
A lot of bit creepy. Steve Young. When I think of but it's not just any Steve Young, and it's not just any eight. It's Steve Young wearing the eight. But remember that year the 94 jerseys
where
you got the white eight, but then it's got the shadow of the, like, a black shadow emblazoned onto that thing, and it's just such an obvious eight.
Yeah.
And Steve Young wearing that jersey, wearing that eight, every time I think of anyone wearing the number eight playing football, that's the picture that I cannot avoid.
Top 10 quarterback probably of all time. Devin in eight, what do you got?
So I was going to be a little bit more creative, but I feel like I have to take Kobe Bryant off the board,
right? All
right,
Kobe, there you go.
Big one.
Big one indeed.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be an immediate winning answer.
Give me an eight.
The Hateful Eight.
What is that?
I don't know that. It's a Quentin Tarantino movie.
I don't know that.
Joe's learning so
You're
much
on fire today.
You should check it out. Kurt Russell does an awesome job.
He's in awesome at
everything.
Yeah, no, it's a really good movie.
Rhea, give me an eight.
I'm going to go outside the box here. So they hit the eight home runs yesterday, right? 8 years ago yesterday, Jake Elliott hit a 61-yarder
to
beat the New York Giants. That's
right. It's outside the box.
That is good. I had an eight-year anniversary. I like it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.